You are listening to Shadows at Night, written by Shilpa Navalkar, narrated by Shruti Chopra. Episode 8. Madhukar! Madhukar Kaka! Vaidehi thought that Anamika's foaming at the mouth was a sign that she hadn't been in this state for long. She could still be saved. Had she swallowed something? Did she do it, or did someone slip it to her? Anyone here, Madhukar Kaka? She screamed. On the second floor, two new mothers peeked out with curiosity, but there were no doctors there. Vaidehi reached the first floor and her shouting brought Nurse Ashwini running to her. Ashwini, please see to her. She must have eaten something. Who are the doctors on duty? Please call someone. Though Ashwini had several questions, she did not pose them to Vaidehi and took charge of Anamika without demur. She did not remind Vaidehi that this was a maternity home, which did not have at hand the equipment for such sorts of treatment. She prepared a stomach pump and wielded the phone. Vaidehi went outside and sat on the bench. She couldn't get Anamika's pale face out of her mind. Would they be able to revive her? This must be the first such patient in Moghe Maternity's history. What had happened to Anamika? How could she have eaten something poisonous all by herself? Only Madhukar brought her lunch. Is he also a suspect now? Wondered Vaidehi. Am I becoming paranoid and casting suspicions on everyone around me? Vaidehi saw Akash hurrying through the corridor and felt her heart pound. What was he doing here? At his approach, she stood up, unable to think. But without casting a glance at her, he bustled into the labor room. Restlessly, Vaidehi paced the length of the passage. She thought, it's likely that the woman in search of the memoir had turned her attention to Anamika after learning that she was with me. But I hadn't thought that Anamika would be the target of a murder attempt like Aji had been. I must become more cautious henceforth. I must take help from Avishkar and Divij and keep Anamika in our sight, if she lives. Vaidehi turned and looked at the labor room. The door was still closed. Inside, Anamika battled with death through no fault of her own. Vaidehi wet her dry throat with water from the cooler in the corner of the room. On hearing the sound of the labor room door opening, she released the glass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?